Assalamu alaikum, this is Sayyid Ali Imran and you're listening to the 40s podcast brought to you by Mizan Institute. This is episode 92, Dhikr after Dua and supplicating for a believer. In the hadith number 24, we read from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam who said, "There is not a person who supplicates and finishes their supplication with the following phrase, Masha'Allah, La quwwata illa billah, except that the supplication of the person is responded to." In other words, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is saying that it is from the etiquettes that a person who is supplicating, they end their dua by saying this phrase, Masha'Allah, meaning whatever Allah wills will happen, and La quwwata illa billah, that there is no power except of Allah's, and nothing can happen except through the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One who ends their dua, their request, with this phrase, Imam Sadiq says that their dua will be responded to. And in hadith number 25, we read from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who says that the quickest dua that is accepted and responded to is the dua that is done by a person for their friend in their absence. And in that dua, the person begins the dua for their friend, and an angel responsible for that person begins to say, Ameen. May Allah grant you the same thing twofold. This is a very beautiful narration because Imam Baqir alayhi salam is saying is that the quickest dua that is accepted is when you make a dua for another believer, for a friend in particular. And whatever dua that you are making, there is an angel who is looking after you, who is responsible for you. And this angel is saying, Ameen, meaning, oh Allah, accept this individual's dua. And then the angel itself makes a supplication for you and says, may Allah grant you the same thing two times. So whatever you are praying and wishing for your friend, this angel is making the same dua for you, but asking for two times the same amount. And this shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it when we make dua for others, and that there is greater blessing in keeping other people into consideration before you take yourself into consideration. And in the same light, in the next episode, you will see where we'll speak about a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam where he speaks about supplicating for other people even before you supplicate for yourself. Thanks for tuning in today, and to remain updated on the latest episodes, please follow us on our social media pages, and for more great content and other podcast series, please visit us on mizaninstitute.org. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.